No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You're listening to Adam Carriker on The Ticket on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Adam Carriker on The Ticket. All right. Chatted about Dylan Raiola early on the show. Gave reactions to his performance in Nebraska's open practice. Also, his twin brother, a.k.a. Patrick Mahomes. Chatted with Amy Just, who does a phenomenal job. Check her out, all right, on X. And Lincoln Journal Star as well. She's got a massive project she let us know she's been working on for a year. She's going to drop this Sunday, so make sure that you check it out. All right. I want to give some of my final thoughts on some of the other offensive positions. And the offense is still in the show today. As a defensive guy, this is like borderline blasphemous. But the offense gets all the headlines and the defense wins the games. That's just how it is. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you look at the running back position, because to me that is the other most intriguing position on the offense. It's a running back position. Defensively, it'd be that cornerback spot. Okay, opposite Tommy Hill. But we'll get to that. Don't worry. All right, the defense will have its day. All right, you look at the running back position. It appeared as though Emmett Johnson was getting a good portion of those first-team reps at a running back. And as I mentioned earlier, okay, it also looked like, and it's funny, I had a friend text me, okay, said it looked like, Emmett Johnson's getting a lot of the reps in there. And then in parentheses, it said also Irvin Johnson. I was like, Irvin Johnson? Magic Johnson? Like, who are you talking about? I missed the comma. It said also Irvin, as in Gabe Irvin, comma, Johnson, as in Ramir Johnson. But at first, I was so confused for about 5 minutes. I'm like, Irvin Johnson, who the heck is that? Is he on a football team? Because that'd be great. I don't know how good he would be at this point in his life, but it'd still be awesome. Okay, 6'9", running back. That'd be interesting. All right, but Gabe Irvin and Ramir Johnson were the other two who kind of got some those first-team reps, so to speak. And that second group, you saw Dante Dowdell and Quentin Ives coming in there a little bit. And it's funny because I agree with Amy. Gabe Irvin has been dubbed the starting running back by two different coaching staffs here at the University of Nebraska. Scott Frost. Okay, and I mentioned this in the past, but Gabe Irvin, think of all the great running backs in Nebraska's history. I mean, if I tried to go down the list would take up the time of the rest of the show that we have. But you all are very smart fans. You probably know who they are to begin with, but not one of them. Until Gabe Irvin had ever started the first game of their true freshman year. Gabe was the first to ever do it, okay? And that was under Scott Frost's staff. Then Matt Rhule comes in last year. If you remember, he was the running back he was talking about in the offseason. He was named the starter, obviously got banged up. So Gabe, when he is healthy, is beyond a quality running back. Just got to stay healthy. So I like the idea of a great 1-2 punch. Okay, and you can use three running backs if you got that many quality running backs. It's kind of hard to get in the groove and stay in the groove and stay lathered up, so to speak. My old D-line coach used to say, all right, let's go out. Let's get warm. Let's get lathered up, boys. It's hard to stay lathered up if you got that many guys rotating in. Not that you can't do it.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/hailmary. That's hims.com/hailmary for your free online visit. hims.com/hailmary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
But I think having kind of a two-headed monster, if possible, and then they got the talent to have more than a two-headed monster at running back, but who's going to be the one guy that takes the bull by the horns? There's a lot of talented guys. Gabe Irvin, very talented. Can he stay healthy? Emmett Johnson showed what he could do as Nebraska's fourth string to third string to second string to first string running back. Coming out of the spring, I was like, man, he looks like the starter to me. You got Ramir Johnson, who's a good football player. Is he going to break out? Is he going to show us what he can do consistently in games? You got Dante Dowdle, who came here due to much fanfare and deservedly so. He is a Big Ten running back. Is he ready to carry the ball a ton? Don't know. Quentin Eyes, a guy Matt Rhule's talked about in previous press conferences. Can you get two guys? I'd like to have a guy take the bull by the horns, but if you can have a two running back rotation, and Gabe can be one of those guys, whether it's Emmett, whether it's Ramir, whether it's whoever the case may be, you can have a great 1-2 punch. And then Gabe can be a part of that game plan. He can be a physical, bruising running back and just get him to the halfway point of the season where he's healthy. Okay. And I'm not trying to knock the guy. He's just been banged up. He doesn't help us when he's not on the field. I want the guy on the field. He's too good a player not to be on the field, but you get a good 1-2 punch. And if he can be one of those two running backs in that 1-2 punch, he doesn't have to take as many blows, but he can deliver them, stay healthy, be with us longer throughout the season, be a big time contributor, potentially behind a very experienced big offensive line. Okay. An offensive line coach going into his third season. I use the word expectations for that offensive line for the first time in over a decade. Expectations, not potential. Potential is the ability to do big things, but you ain't done it yet. They haven't really done it yet, but I expect them to be better. How much better? We will see. And honestly, that falls on offensive line coach Donovan Raiola. Like, it's time for this offensive line to play better. That falls on his shoulders, and I'm excited to see what they can do, and I'm curious to see what becomes of that running back spot. Who steps up to be the starter? Do we have a 1-2 punch? How does the depth look going into game one? All right, look at the wide receiver spot. You got Jamal Banks, Isaiah Nayor, Thomas Fedoni at the tight end spot. I mean, there's talent at those position groups. There is talent there. I mean, Malachi Coleman is a tall, fast, athletic kid. Okay, waiting for him to break out. Carter Nelson ran with the twos, okay, at times in the open practice at the wide receiver spot. Matt Rhule has called him a difference maker, true freshman as well. So I'm curious to see how that wide receiver spot develops beyond Nayor and Banks as well. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for me to pass the mic on to the happy hour. Hopefully you've enjoyed the show. Hopefully you have a gloriously glorious Monday. And until next time, go Big Red, and always remember, the Buzz.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.